This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The United States-Mexico border was closed for the importation of Mexican cattle into the United States in late November after a case of New World screwworm was detected in Mexico. Import restrictions on live cattle imported into the U.S. were put in place out of an abundance of caution, according to USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Jenny Moffitt. We will hear more from Moffitt next.
Imagine having 86% more days with perfect weather. Imagine having an extra 4 hours every morning or a combine that's 86% more powerful. That's the feeling of a Revitec fungicide harvest. Revitec is proven to outperform the competition 86% of the time, providing up to 9.5 more bushels per acre. It's the number one recommended choice by growers. Visit Revitec.com and look forward to a future that's 86% more secure. Always read and follow label directions.
USDA's Jenny Moffitt says that since the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service put the import restrictions in place, U.S. and Mexican government and livestock officials have been sharing investigation and technical data in the hopes of reopening the border to imports.
Establishing what's called a pre-clearance program so that we will inspect cattle that are destined to be imported to the United States from Mexico. It will be kept in holding pens. Our inspectors will inspect the holding pens and the cattle in that prior to movement to the United States. So they are developing that system. There is a strong commitment from both governments to try to reopen trade as soon as possible in a very safe way.
On Friday, USDA announced additional resources being allocated to keep screwworm out of the United States.
$165 million in emergency commodity credit corporation funding to be able to protect U.S. livestock from New World screwworm.
She says the funding dovetails with an earlier investment in preventing the spread of NWS, which has been taking place in Central America over the past 2 years. The fly larva can infest warm-blooded animals such as cattle and can lead to infection. A biological barrier can be created by mating sterile male flies with females in areas where NWS is detected. This initiative can decrease or even eliminate populations of screwworm flies, says Moffitt.
The funding is to expand the number of flies. We're currently producing about 90 million flies a week. And so to really increase the production of flies, increase the dispersal and the range of dispersal of flies.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.